Bill Cromwell with you once again on the third floor for our weekly mix of choral, vocal, and instrumental classical music. Glad to be with you as your host and listening companion. One featured work per hour, Elgar's In the South Overture coming up in about a half hour, then a serenade for violin and orchestra by Max Bruch in the final hour, and in the second hour, a mass for double choir by Swiss composer Franck Martin, performed by the 16 under the direction of Harry Christophers, who will be joining us for insights into the Martin Mass, as well as conversation about upcoming recordings with the 16 and the ambitious Choral Odyssey project. More about all of that later on in the second hour. I'll also have music for you over the next 3 hours from Whitaker, Chopin, Schumann, and Rossini. Let's begin with music of Felix Mendelssohn and his Hora Est, composed when he was 19, so make that 1828, and quite a popular work in its time. This is the hour. Now awake out of sleep and open the eyes of the heart to ascend to Christ, who is the pure shining light in heaven. Behold, above the clouds appears Christ, the myriad company of the saints. We'll hear Christoph Liebold bass with the North German Radio Choir, conducted by Philippe Amann. Again, I'm Bill Cromwell, your host and listening companion, as we enjoy classical music on the third floor.
Oh.
Hora Est from Felix Mendelssohn to begin our time together on the third floor. We heard Christoph Liebold bass with the North German Radio Choir, conducted by Philippe Amann. Music of Scarlatti now as we move along, and his sonata in G major performed by Dubravka Tomzik. Delightful music for the keyboard from Domenico Scarlatti and his sonata in G major. We heard Dubravka Tomzik playing for us. Songs now from Charles Stanford, O Breathe Not His Name and Shall We Go Dance. The second song, Shall We Go Dance, is a kind of merry peasant song about people frolicking in the fields, text from around the turn of the 16th century by Nicholas Breton. But first these lines from Thomas More in the 19th century for O Breathe Not His Name. O breathe not his name, let it sleep in the shade where cold and unhonored his relics are laid. Sad, silent, and dark be the tears that we shed as the night dew that falls on the grass o'er his head. We'll hear Quink perform songs now from Charles Stanford. Thank you.
Shall we go dance the hay?
Quink performing two songs from Charles Stanford, Oh Breathe Not His Name, and then Shall We Go Dance. Music of Chopin now, and his Ballade No. 4, completed in 1842 in Paris, commonly considered one of Chopin's masterpieces, and one of the masterpieces of 19th century piano music. And of the four ballades, it is considered by many pianists to be the most difficult, both technically and musically. According to John Ogden, it is, quote, the most exalted, intense, and sublimely powerful of all Chopin's compositions. It is unbelievable that it lasts only 12 minutes, for it contains the experience of a lifetime. We'll hear Sviatoslav Richter at the keyboard right now for this work from Chopin, Ballade No. 4, On the Third Floor.
Thank you.
Sviatoslav Richter at the keyboard for well-known music from Frédéric Chopin and his Ballade No. 4. The featured work now in this first hour, and an overture by Edward Elgar, In the South, subtitled Lazio, which refers to the town on the Italian Riviera where Elgar and his family stayed on holiday. He strolled around during the visit and related his experience. Then, in a flash, it all came to me, the conflict of the armies on that very spot long ago, where I now stood, the contrast of the ruin and the shepherd, and then, all of a sudden, I came back to reality. In that time, I had composed the overture. The rest was merely writing it down. We'll hear the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Andrew Davis.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Edward Elgar's In the South Overture, Allazio, Opus 50, we heard Andrew Davis leading the BBC Symphony Orchestra in that featured work of the first hour of the Third Floor. I'm Bill Cromwell, so glad you're with me for all of this fine music and still so much more to go. Coming up, choral music from Eric Whitaker, music for the keyboard from Robert Schumann, an aria from Rossini, some orchestral music from Max Bruch, and coming up in the second hour, a very special guest, Harry Christophers, founder and director of The 16, featuring music from Franck Martin and his Mass for Double Choir, along with other selections and performances from The 16, and again, my very special guest, Harry Christophers. I do hope you can stay tuned for that. If you have an opportunity, please visit the Third Floor website, classicalthirdfloor.org, all lowercase, classicalthirdfloor.org. You'll find biographical information about your host, information about the program, and much more. You can also like the program on Facebook, which generally features the weekly blog and links to this program and many others. And you can find that information again on the website as well by going to classicalthirdfloor.org. Again, I'm Bill Cromwell, your host and listening companion, and I will see you in just a few moments for hour number two of this week's edition of The Third Floor.